Most flights were on schedule as U.S. air travel got back to normal. This after a week of growing passenger frustration and airline delays caused by not having enough air traffic controllers on duty. Lawmakers in Washington moved swiftly to solve the problem and reduce the effect of mandatory spending cuts, which had forced 1,500 air traffic controllers a day to take unpaid leave. Travelers are relieved.
It doesn't take a genius to realize that a few bucks for some air traffic controllers would make us all, you know, a lot happier.
In Atlanta, where delays were not as bad as elsewhere, airport manager Lewis Miller is still relieved.
I think it's the ability of traffic manager here recognizing you do have the busiest airport in the world. And if things get backed up here significantly, every city, not only in the U.S., but internationally, can get affected.
Transportation officials say the shift in funding will also keep 149 air control towers at smaller airports open. Despite the move to restore full strength to the nation's air traffic control system, both political parties in Congress continue to blame each other for the forced spending cuts. Senator Susan Collins.
These are simply irresponsible cuts that have real and detrimental impacts on the traveling public.
Lawmakers remain deeply divided over ways to end the automatic cuts known as the sequester that continue to ripple through nearly every federal government agency. Congressman Steny Hoyer.
The president is against sequester. The Senate budget is against sequester. And you would not allow us to offer an amendment four times which would preclude sequester.
While the budget battle continues, travelers are just happy there's now enough money to keep the nation's air traffic control system operating smoothly. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.